We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 26, the essence of the teaching of Kabbalah. The language of the Kabbalist is a language of branches. You can download the text at kabbalah.info, and you can send us your questions at kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard during the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, page 26, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the language of the Kabbalist is a language of branches.
Perush.
This means that the branches indicate to their roots, being their molds that necessarily exist in the upper world. This is because there is nothing in the reality of the lower world that does not stem from its superior world. As with the seal and the imprint, the root in the upper world compels its branch in the lower one to reveal its entire form and feature. As our sages said, that the fortune in the world above, related to the grass in the world below, strikes it, forcing it to complete its growth. Because of that, each and every branch in this world well defines its mold situated in the higher world. Thus, Kabbalists have found a set and a noted vocabulary sufficient to create an excellent spoken language. It enables them to converse with one another of the dealings in the spiritual roots in the upper worlds by merely mentioning the lower, tangible branch in this world that is well defined to our corporal senses. The listeners understand the upper root to which this corporal branch points, because it is related to it, being its imprint. Thus, all the beings of the tangible creation and all their instances have become to them like well-defined words and names, indicating the high spiritual roots. Although there cannot be a verbal expression in their spiritual place, as it is above any imagination, they have earned the right to be expressed by utterance through their branches arranged before our senses here in the tangible world. That is the nature of the spoken language among Kabbalists, by which they convey their spiritual attainments from person to person and from generation to generation, both by word or of mouth and in writing. They fully understand one another with all the required accuracy needed for negotiating in reasons of the wisdom. With precise definitions, one cannot fail in. This is so because each branch has its own natural, unique definition, and this absolute definition indicates to its root in the higher world. Bear in mind that this language of branches of the wisdom of Kabbalah is better suited to explain the terms of the wisdom than all our ordinary tongues. It is known from the theory of nominalism that the languages have been disrupted in the mouth of the crowd. In other words, due to excessive use of the words, they have been emptied of their accurate content, resulting in great difficulties to convey precise deductions from one to another by word of mouth or in writing. This is not the case with the Kabbalah's language of branches. It derived from the names of the creations and their occurrences set before our eyes and defined by the unchangeable laws of nature. The readers and the listeners will never be misled into misunderstanding of the words being offered to them, since the natural definitions are utterly unwavering and cannot be breached.
Meaning, we have a special language, a code, I would say, by which we can come closer to understanding the system that is operating us, activating us, the system of heaven and earth, as we call it. The system that is behind everything we see, all of our life, our death, everything together. In this system, we can attain through those people who have attained it already. The first person who attained it was Adam, and after him, everyone else who came to it. We are today, after thousands of years after the revelation of the Creator to the created beings, and these created beings have expressed it in various ways. And we need only to try and use correctly what they wrote to us in order to understand that they wrote from the roots to the branches, and we can use the branches to reach the roots. So the wisdom of Kabbalah, the language of Kabbalah, the language of Kabbalists, is the language of branches, whereby this is how they explain to us those actions through the branches. And it's up to us to only yearn to cleave to what they are saying in order to discover the Creator that is activating the branches through the roots. Questions?
He says that there's no reality in the lower world that does not extend from the upper world as a print and a mean print, as explained. I always hear it, but I never understand it. What is a seal and an imprint, and who is the imprint?
We learn that everything cascades down from the world of Ein Sof. In the world of Ein Sof, we have the thought of creation, to do good to the creatures. And beyond the system that was developing, after its development, there's a state called the end of the matter, which is the system that underwent changes, shattering, corrections, and finally it comes to the desirable state. The purpose of creation, as we call it, the end of the act is in the initial thought, where that final thought exists in that initial thought, and it activates that thought, how life should be, you know, the various operations and actions of the system. So what we're saying here, what we're learning, is the actions of the system from beginning to end. By that, we should seemingly know what is up to us to do. But it's incorrect. That's what people who don't understand the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah say. You will not learn anything from those books. Nothing that will bring you to an understanding, to an awareness, other than empty words that you can use to philosophize and nothing more. And there are people in universities, we have such wise guys in our societies. Typically they are college graduates, and they write a lot of articles about us, as if they understand something about the wisdom of Kabbalah. We know about it. Why? because, again, we have to use the language of Kabbalah in order to use it in the right way. That is the language of branches, but in order to come to the roots. To come to the roots is a problem. It's according to the heart of a person. Does he want to reach the bestower, the creator, who is the force of love and bestowal? Does he yearn for it? And you can see his yearning according to how much he activates himself, motivates himself, and is he building such an environment that can truly be as an example for a society of bestowal. And you engage in it. You don't reach it, but you engage in it in order to reach it. This is the meaning of, or this is called studying Kabbalah in the language of branches. We are the branches, and we have to awaken the light to bring us from the root, from the branch to the root, to adhesion in the Creator, who is our root.
But he keeps saying, this is why the root in the upper world necessitates the branch in the lower one to be revealed, to reveal all its form and quality.
The Creator, in his influence on us, each and every moment, more and more, awakens us to start discovering him from below, through those branches that cascade from him, from the root. He's the root of creation. We are the final, the bottom branch, the worst branch. So from this worst place, we need to gradually reveal ourselves until our root. And then we understand in each and every degree that what he did in this cascading downwards that is for us to climb upwards and change until we reach adhesion with him.
And if we don't follow this path, or we do, but not exactly, well, it doesn't happen as it's supposed. As people say, why doesn't it happen to us? And all of a sudden I understand that the lack of the upper world influences the lack of the lower world.
I don't know if it happens or not. I have a question. Are you doing what a branch needs to do towards the root? With whatever you were given here in this world, are you likening yourself to the root? According to what Kabbalists write to us, I rely on my teacher, Rabash, then we need to be in a 10, not neither 10 nor 11, but 10. And there we need to carry out between us as much as possible the mitzvah of arvut, connection, adhesion, mutual support, each will help his friend, and so on and so forth. Are we doing it? First of all, take the first 20 articles that he wrote and see, are we doing this? And with this, I want to examine first, are we branches that can say that we yearn to liken ourselves to the root? Answer yourselves. That's it. I'm only the matchmaker between you, between the Creator and you. Are you doing it or not? Do you want to do it? Are you doing it in practice? To the extent that you're doing it, you merit to understand the root in the connection between you, not in each and every one. In each and every one, he has his ego. But above the ego, you have a screen, a restriction, reforming light, and we connect to one another above the ego in mutual bestowal. And in this mutual bestowal, when you manage to connect this mutual bestowal, enliven it, then in this mutual bestowal, it's called the reflected light, your collective reflected light, yours, between you. Later it will be called the light of chasadim. You want to bring chesed, grace to one another and to the Creator. And then you'll begin to discover him. This is called the direct light that will appear in the light of chasadim. And in that way, you will reach the purpose of creation. The ball is in your hands, in your court. Only in the connection between you.
I really identified with what Hanoch told you yesterday. We make an effort. We do. I don't know what they want from us.
I don't see that you labor specifically in this point. Decide now, thoughtfully, seriously, about one thing. How do we come to the connection between us? Nothing else is important to us? Nothing. Let it all burn and be destroyed. We need only the connection. We pay attention to nothing other than that. Do I have connection or do I not have connection? I depend on that. Simply.
I'm sure, I'm confident we advance. There's no doubt in my heart.
I'm telling you, you're not advancing.
But we learned that it takes time.
So I'm telling you, on the contrary, you're not advancing.
But I don't understand why. You keep telling me that there, it's an absolute law. Whether, if you like it, for to do it 3 or 5 years, it won't help you. It takes time. A penny accumulates to a great sum.
But from day to day, are you advancing towards connection or not?
But I think we do. You're saying we don't.
Tell me, how are you today in greater connection than yesterday?
We make an effort.
I want you to explain to me the effort of today compared to yesterday, and what's happening in the essence of connection today compared to yesterday.
I really try to annul. What do you want me to do?
No, I don't care how much you try. I care about the result.
The result or the action?
The result.
I gave up on the result. Really? Explain, what is the result?
Sir.
Tell me what to do.
The result should be that today I invested more than yesterday. I didn't despair. I invested more than yesterday, and I felt that today I am worse compared to yesterday. Meaning, they added to me the will to receive, and on top of that, I overcome, and I make an additional effort to be connected with others, and I bestow to them, I do everything for them. Tell me something. You didn't go to sleep, right? Or you did?
A little bit.
A little. Typically, you don't go to sleep, right? The night begins after the lesson. He comes to work and he sleeps there. Yeah. So when you got up today, or you didn't, you prepared yourself for the lesson. I'm going to connect with the friends, and I'm going to connect with them in such a system that will be, that will match the upper light. And according to equivalence of form, he will be able to shine, even from afar, because we're egoists. But according to our efforts, he's doing it to us. Look at the little kids. How much effort are they putting in? Nature is giving them the power to exert, and that comes from above. But it's the same exact principle. Without effort, we have such kids, God forbid. I don't wish it on anyone. That are vegetative, have no desire. If you would inject him with desire, he would start to develop because he would draw the reforming light. He doesn't know that he's drawing or a light that reforms, but this inner force of nature that's in him, that burns in him, that's constantly running, and he wants things. He constantly builds and breaks, and he wants to be like a driver, like a grown-up. This is the force of the inner desire that develops him. This is the force of desire, yearning to be great, to be a grown-up. Where is your yearning?
Let me tell you where my yearning is. I want to do it, but all the troubles, all the thought, all the mess come to me, and they tell you, tomorrow you have to do this or that. You can't go and study tomorrow morning. Why? Because you have different plans. For real. So you say, so the disturbances are so great.
For real.
They're so great that you cannot even focus on what you really have to do.
I envy you. How much they want to advance you in spirituality. How many obstacles they give you. What kind of things. And they acquire you, you see? They confuse you. I have such problems, such troubles. How do I come out of it? No, I'm going to sleep, or I can't deal with it. Done. You see how they bought you? It's weak.
What should a person do when you have such great disturbances?
no such thing as missing a lesson. If you are sick, you have, I don't know, 100 degrees fever or something, I don't know. But how can it be otherwise? How can it be? No, he lives in them, but he doesn't die in them. No, I have to watch after myself, yeah? In short, it's clear to you. I have nothing to add. If you don't build such tents, and you build it, and the connection between you, you understand? The connection is important. I don't know how else here. In short, the connection is what's important. If you make the connection, this web is what's important. It gives you the place for the revelation of the Creator. This is called this web is called a kli, a vessel. What's happening here? Above each one, what do we call this? A restriction and a screen. Restriction and a screen. Above each and every one. So it turns out that here you have a kli, a vessel. This vessel is included of inclusive of a rosh, a tochen, sof. It's all inside of you, and here the Creator is revealed.
שאלות על זה, כן.
אז איפה האור ישר?
So where's the direct light, surrounding light, and reflected light?
Everything in the connection between us.
Where exactly?
What do you mean exactly?
On the connections.
The connection between us.
Thank you. Good morning, Rav. I have a question about what we just read.
I can't hear you.
Can I ask about what we just read?
Yes.
It says here, even though in their spiritual place they cannot be expressed in any word, but since they are above any imaginary, still they can be expressed. We know that everything that is written speaks of things which are beyond our attainment, most of us. But nonetheless, it is written in our language, language of people. We can read the words, but they're not speaking of things we can grasp. So how do we overcome it? If we can't grasp it at all, why should we read it? And to start with?
No, they wrote as we read it in our excerpts in the first lesson. They wrote it for themselves. But we can use their language, the language that they've written, in our benefit as well. Kabbalists barely meant to write for us. They meant to pass the wisdom from generation to generation. And for that, they're using let's put it this way. They're using spoken language for it, but this spoken language, meaning words, letters, what they've invented for it, the Hebrew, for example, they invented it. It didn't exist. It's a language that stems from the vessels. They wanted to express the vessels, the lights, the states the will to receive undergoes, that it assumes a certain form by the restriction, the screen, reflected light. So there's a point, Yud, Dalet, Hey, Vav, and so on and so forth. We know that the light expands from above down. Keter Chochma Bina, Garde Bina, then Zad of Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. In Zad of Bina, you have letters Aleph through Tet. In Zeranpin, you have letters from Yud through Tzadik. And in Malchut, only four letters, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Taf. That's it. This is what you have. Keter Chochma Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. So they took these letters. These letters express to us the relationship between the Lad of Chassidim and Lad of Chochma, the shape of the letter. This is Chassidim. This is Chassidim. This is Chochma. And the connection between them builds for us the various shapes of the letters. And they've done it to us, for us accordingly. If you see a Sidur, a prayer book of Kabbalists, you'll see there are pages full of letters, not even words. There are different various expressions for it. So Kabbalists only express the connection, the relationship between Chochmah and Chassidim in each and every state. That's what they need to give to one another. From that we get the alphabet.
Let's say I'm not in spiritual attainment. I don't understand what we're reading here. I read it, but I don't know what's going on here.
Good. So they explain to you that you, who is reading, even if you don't understand, because you hear and you receive it from people who are in attainment, you awaken the surrounding lights.
Just by reading it?
Only by reading, but you're reading, meaning you want it. You want to be, to some extent, a part of it. You want to attain it, although you don't know anything, but you have an attraction to it. We're done.
We learned it in the previous part of the lesson, Baal HaSulam, introduction to the study of the 10 Sefirot, item 154 and 5. Most of the authors of books of Kabbalah did not mean in their books only towards such readers who were already worded with the revelation of the Panim and all the upper attainments.
Just a couple of scientists who discuss. They are interested in exchanging ideas and attainments.
Therefore, one must ask, why did Kabbalists necessitate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it worthy of being publicized, because there is a wonderful remedy, immeasurably, to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And even though they do not understand what they're studying, out of their strong yearning and desire to understand what they're studying, they awaken upon themselves the lights which surround their soul.
So gradually, more and more, we awaken the lights, and we understand how to awaken them, by which form of connection, by what kind of study, what kind of discussion, and so on and so forth. And that's how we advance. But this advancement is only by awakening the lights. Okay?
Good morning. I want to continue what Tzvika said. I don't understand one thing. Everything is good, but how can I do all that? Let's say just to advance in spirituality, if my qualities don't allow it. I want to sleep, I want this, I want that, but my beast doesn't let me understand everything. I understand that I have to leave everything, put everything aside.
No, incorrect. I need to leave everything for this and that. Well, you're right that you can't. Very good. They gave you a strong evil inclination. Very good. What's next?
I don't know. We make an effort, but how can I make an effort? How can I exert myself?
Where is it written? The Creator who created the will to receive gave validity and strength to the will to receive. Of course, surely he knew how to exhaust him.
I understand that he gave me everything I understand. But sometimes I ask myself, how can I do this? I'm ready, I want to work, but I'm lazy.
The wisdom of Torah requires no strength.
But I'm lazy, incorporeality, so how can I advance in spirituality?
You're more lazy than everyone?
I think I am.
This is true.
Yeah, I look at myself from the side, and yeah, I am.
Look at what?
I look at myself, I criticize myself. I see that I'm lazy, also in my corporal life.
But together with that, they give you desire. Look at that.
I understand what you're saying. I always do.
What for? Let me enjoy life. Leave me alone with this desire. You see, the Creator doesn't want you to quietly enjoy. You, Tzvika, your friend, all those people, you can enjoy life, have a good time. Each one of us could have been very successful in life.
But my beast has to sleep at least 8 hours a day.
If not for the wisdom of Kabbalah, I'd be, phew, who knows, definitely not in Israel, certainly not in a state like now. Of course, each one can say that, but perhaps there's an intention from above not to give you the good life.
I know, I agree, I see.
Now, you ask what to do.
Yeah.
The Creator arranges it for you on purpose, with this big will to receive, strong, beastly. And together with that, a small inclination to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it completely destroys my regular life.
There's something in it.
Look at everyone. We have no choice. We need to simply realize it. If you think your will to receive is too big, doesn't let you live, realize the wisdom of Kabbalah, you'll see how much it will grow.
It grows.
It grows, very nice.
I can see how it grows in corporality.
Well, at least that. At least that you discover.
In the introduction to the study of the 10 Sefirot, item 18, the Creator who created him and gave the evil inclination its validity, he also knew how to create the remedy and the spice which can fatigue the force of the evil inclination.
That's it. You have a means. You have a remedy. You can say whatever you want. You don't want to use it now. You can come back in the next life, in another life. Each time you'll torment yourself, why am I like this? Why am I like that? What will be of me? I don't want it. Maybe I can't avoid it. Maybe I'll feel myself good one moment. Later, what will happen? Doesn't matter. Gradually, more and more troubles come. A person becomes wiser. He understands that he shouldn't be lazy because later it will be worse because none is wise as the experienced, none of the blows that come. Later he won't let himself be, you know, sit idly by, quietly, and in this way you advance. There's no choice. The blows teach us that we need to nevertheless perform a serious introspection, calculation. There's no concession here. So don't be so smart. Rather, the problem is, I'm telling you, the problem is that the correction is easy. Easy. We just don't want it. We are not accustomed to it. It's easy. If I subjugate myself before the group where the Creator brought me to the place and said, take it, So I have to make a choice. Choice is to strengthen each time. Where is it written? Bring us the verses. When I say something, you have to hear and bring us the verses on the spot. I don't want to hear any excuses. You're like him. The creator that brings us to a group, he places my hand on the good fortune, that's it. Here, I constantly have to pay attention to that. And we don't want it. That's our problem. That's it. That's our problem. Until you realize it in the correct form, in the right place, it will not happen. So you'll reincarnate again and again. Of course you can weasel out of it. Later, when a bigger problem comes to you, you don't know why, but gradually you learn from it. Mm-hmm. With the whole world. I have nothing more to recommend to you except for what you already study. No wise guy. With a striped robe.
About a language, the language of branches. I know that the word dog, it's not that cute little creature with the tail and its wet nose. There's a gap in the language of the branches. That gap does not exist. There's an immediate connection between the word and what it describes.
In the word of, in the language of branches, the word itself speaks of the essence of the state. It might be talking about, meaning about the degree of the state, its source, how it came to it, the surrounding, the inner, on everything. If we know the word exactly, we can say almost anything about the creature, the degree that the word expresses.
I can understand that language before I'm in spiritual attainment, or...
And what will you understand it if you have no reason for it? If you don't have the appropriate mind to understand it, how will you understand it? You have to be intermingled with that word. You have to actualize it inside of you. You have to assume its form. Accept it. That your desire, not your beautiful body to be like the letter Aleph. No. But that inside, from within your desire, you will actualize the letter Aleph, Bet, Gimel, with your desires. That you acquire all these forms, you can later, with these forms, you can start to assemble these forms into words.
It's really on the level of letters?
Yeah, from letters to words, just like you learned it in school. Aleph, Gimel, then you connect them. Those can be connected to one another, those can't. There are certain boxes, a certain order.
It's on the graphical form of shape of the letters?
The graphic shape of the letters expresses the essence of the letter. That's it. It's everything. The letters is everything, otiyot. It's an expression of the spiritual forces.
Can I relate to the drawing? You said that the clay is the connection. I'm trying to understand what is the connection between us.
The connection between you is that each wants to bestow to the other and help the other to attain the creator. Why to attain the creator? Because if he's my friend, then he also came to the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to attain the creator, in order to identify with him. So I need to help him with that, to support him. That's called one will help his friend.
How do I help with giving an example?
Also in giving an example, also in supporting him directly, also through the other friends. There are many ways.
But maybe on a paper all the time?
That is all our work. All our work is to cause friends to be more connected so that between them, the force of bestowal will be revealed between them, and in that force of bestowal, the Creator will be revealed. All inside the group.
And all those means, we should use them?
Are called Torah, all the means.
So before every lesson at the beginning of the day, I should repeat it?
Especially, why do I come down to this lesson? The time of the lesson is holy. I'm constantly thinking just about that.
And through my effort, I'll start discovering the deficiencies of the friends where I can help.
Yes, you can do that too.
Thank you.
Okay? Yes.
Is it correct to annul my will to receive in order to do things?
No. You don't need to cancel anything out.
How should
that's
I work?
To that. That's called one who breaks his will to receive, receives two. No, you don't need to do anything. That's what I'm saying. The efforts are not what you think they are. The efforts are in a completely different place.
How do I work with, on one hand, I have a desire that pulls me and brings me all kinds of hindrances and interferences in what I want to do. How do I overcome it and turn to do?
Only towards the society. If you work according to this diagram here, you have no problem. Just aim for this. In nothing. Don't pay attention to anything else except for this. That's it. Simply in such a simple, naive manner, I'm not that smart. I do it and that's it. And do it and you'll see how much that will advance you relative to all those wise guys.
Thank you.
I'm letting you ask because you're, how do you call it?
He's disturbed.
No, because you're not one of us. You're a guest.
Yeah, I'm from afar. Okay, maybe you can explain what is this tzimtzum in the masach, because you drew everything, but it's not clear. You didn't explain
what
it's tzimtzum.
I said this is tzimtzum and masach, restriction and a screen. Each has a screen and restriction upon the desire to receive.
Exactly. So what is the tzimtzum and what are the masach between us? So we understand what you're talking about.
Do I have a desire? I have a desire to receive. The ego, yes? The ego. I need to put upon it a restriction and a screen. This restriction is considered the Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, which is considered not for myself. That's called the first restriction. I don't want to use it for myself. That's it. Now, the masach, the screen, is even more. The screen is that I am going now to make it with all my forces, maybe in order to bestow to the other. That's already a masach. And these two actions I do in the group. Where else can I do it? How do I know that I did it? That I have a friend, and I'm closing my desire for myself, and I want to use it only for his benefit, to advance him to spirituality. To spirituality. Because he, as a friend of mine, also doesn't need anything else. And that's how we support one another. And that's called, one will help his friend. I cannot take myself out of this world to the upper world. My friends can. One cannot save himself from the house of bondage.
I'll explain this. You're saying, how do you say it? You are not doing, you're not making enough efforts.
No, you're not doing a precise effort.
Precise.
Here it's not a strong effort. In spirituality, strong or weak, strong is called more precise. Relative to the imprecise.
Can you explain to me what is this precise you're talking about?
Towards the friend and not towards myself. As much as possible aimed towards him. As sharply directed towards helping him. As much as possible to go out of myself and to connect more to him. More and more in a sharp manner. Precise manner. That's called in more force.
Give me an example from our lives, because right now we're in midair. So, what should I do? What should I hone? What should I make more precise? Here in the tent, not on the street. Give us an example of my conversation or behavior with him. What should I do specifically, like a sentence, so we understand what you're talking about? Because I didn't understand what you're saying.
We're talking about the fact that I, even verbally, talk to a friend about strengthening the connections between us, but mostly what I feel inside my heart, where I am trying inside me, inside my heart, to be connected with him in one desire to the Creator. We are sitting and wanting in our hearts to connect. And for us, in that common heart, in that common desire to be connected to the Creator. That's it. And then we want to feel in this connection of our hearts how He operates on us, so that we will meet there. We with our hearts, and Him with us together. And then we can operate a prayer upon him, a request, please make a connection between us. We want for you to be revealed in this connection, the force of bestowal and love between us and you. Very simple. And it doesn't depend on our speech, although also in the way we talk, because after our speech, also the hearts, after our actions. So, accordingly, so also the actions should be that way.
Can we do what you're saying in the workshop? In the workshop
all
itself?
The time?
How exactly can you do this in the workshop? You're giving us topics
specifically
to talk
in the workshop.
About. How can I, in the same topic?
That's the topic itself. But when you talk, and you talk each in his turn, each and every one is sitting together and around this topic, wanting to be in one heart, in mutual bestowal, in revealing a place, a kli for the revelation of the Creator. Even more, and even more, a little more. A penny and a penny, but these should be pennies, not otherwise it's nothing. These pennies accumulate to a great sum. That's how it is. Good. I'm sorry. Today we have a big group in Netzaret Elite. Please.
Good morning, Honorable Love, World Kli. If you permit me, like in the Italian Congress, may I sing two sentences?
Well, sing.
It was when you came to Israel, there was a band called Smiti.
Хочет от меня закрыть чистая моя строгая. Как же я хочу рядом быть.
Зео, Йофе.
That's it. Wonderful. Thank you very much. I thank God, not in such words or songs. And also, I wasn't before I came to Israel. I lived in Lithuania there. It was not customary for us to sing these things. Okay, so we're moving to Orlando. Orlando.
A general question again, back to the Hebrew alphabet. That thing,
no? Yes, Dad.
Historically, there's a spiritual root, as you said, and I'm curious about the original Hebrew and now modern Hebrew lettering. I know the original has all the little dots and things. Is there some significance in that?
In the written language of today, certainly we don't go too precise with all the forms. But if you are talking about the original language, that's called the writings of authors, or the Ketav Sofrim, where the Torah is written. There, these are very precise, and there's a special book that explains what details every single letter needs to be, from the smallest line to this angle, and all those things. It's a language of scribes. And these are learned only by those who write holy writings or Torah. And that's where they speak like that, and they write like that. Other than that, here and there in Kabbalah writings, you can see explanations about this. But we learn this already from attainment. As we attain the spiritual forces and the combination between them, by that we understand why the combinations of forces of bestowal, chasadim, and chokhmah in all kinds of degrees were built between them into such relations that in us, in our will to receive, it's expressed in the form of this letter or another. That's what dependent on the degree of the letter. Netanya.
Good morning, Rav. I'm very excited. It's the first time. Following the lesson, I have a question. If I understand things during the lesson, like I see in your drawing, the connection between the friends, something more clearly, so if it moved in me, did I really understand, attain something, or is it also in the friends that they're understanding it?
Try to explain it to them. Talk together. Of course it's worthwhile. That is worth it. That already creates a connection between friends. That's good. Okay, and we also have who? We have Moscow, yes? Well, Moscow.
Concerning also the drawing. In the drawing, we are 10 and we're all equal. When you started painting it yellow, and you said, I'm the one who builds the connection between us. My question is, to what extent does this connection depend on me, and to what extent does it depend on the friends? And should I attribute any importance to how the friend relates to it? Or should all the work be focused on my reaction, my intention, how I relate to it?
Everything depends only on you. Later you will see that there are no friends, that it's the Creator that is presenting the world to you in such a way. That these friends are a demonstration of you from within. Because you need to be connected to 10 discernments. That's why the Creator is sorting for you these images. It's like in a movie, there are also such today where it's like a fantasy where they're talking about the fact that what a person sees, I don't know, kind of images and etc. That's how you're seeing the world. And that's why friends are not friends. They're a reflection of you. You just need to relate to them as existent. And you operating them and them operating you. Later it will be more clarified. Afterwards it will be clear. To the extent in which you reveal the uniqueness of the Creator, these things are sorted. But for the time being, that's how we need to relate to everyone. Okay? Brazil.
Hello, Rav. What I want to know, Rav, is besides dissemination, you said we can disseminate without words.
Se o Rav pode falar mais sobre isso, sobre como disseminarmos sem usar as palavras.
Can you elaborate on how you can disseminate without words?
No, not yet. Not in the framework of this lesson, for sure. Slowly, slowly, maybe we'll talk about this. Maybe during the holidays we'll have a little bit more time. By the way, today we also have at 1:30 a lesson. At 1. When in the afternoon, we will have, according to Israel's time, 1 p.m. What do you want to learn? Zvika is certainly coming. What do you want to learn? Okay, so we will choose in the beginning of the lesson what we learn. We have today Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
What weight do congresses like the Desert Congress and the February Big Convention have?
The greatest weight of all. If we're talking about in general, this is the greatest. I visited there a week ago. I saw the place. The people are planning how to carry it all out. There's great preparation for this. Preparation for lessons. It's truly great. I hope that in our new place, no less than what we have, we will have. And when you change a place, a change of luck. Let's see what will happen. I think that it'll be good for us in this place. And we will see. But it's a great opportunity for connection where we're disconnected from everyone besides us. We used to have antelopes before us. Now there's a few camels between us, truly in the same area where we are. They're walking around. But I think that there's not a big difference between us and them, so we won't bother each other. That's it. So I'm truly longing for that time when we come there. And we will truly be there for 2.5 days, Thursday evening, Friday, and Saturday. And it's close. It's all together an hour and a half drive from Petah Tikva. So it's much shorter than to go to the antelope farm. And like this, we will connect. We'll connect. But prior to that, we need to prepare ourselves for connection. I am truly impressed by your response. Why do you see this picture as something new? Explain to me. Is there some explanation why you're saying, oh, in the picture? Well, what's happening? What, is this a new picture? What? Well, say. I don't understand.
Now, the thing is that today it was a little clearer because we didn't know how to use it. We didn't know how to use the Tzimtzum or the Masach. We didn't know how to use it. We heard them separately. But you never drew this type of diagram of how to use the Tzimtzum and the Masach because until today we didn't really understand what it was. Suddenly, you know, it's like you suddenly realize.
Okay, it's good like that. And in truth, it's always like that. You hear something, you don't hear, and all of a sudden, boom. How was it that I didn't hear it before? Now I hear. You're local. What's with you? 2.5 hours here with your hand up like that. I understand Moritz. He came from Be'er Sheva. He wants to bless us. The world clean. Please. other than the fact that he's telling us, if not...
They told me I have to be very strong in order to climb, so I'm practicing. So
good morning, Rav.
Good morning, World Kli. I have a question. The language of the branches that Baal HaSulam describes here says that there is an upper world, lower world, and that for every grass that grows below, there is someone striking it from above. Am I that grass that's being beaten from above?
Of course. You are as a seed that was put into the group. And now it depends on how much you will connect with the group or not. That too you will hear over time. 5 years, 7, 8, that's still okay. If it's above 10 years, it's already... But until 10 years, I'm telling you seriously, until 10 years, where you hear with your ear and not inside, that's normal. Because from reaching from the ear to the heart, it takes about 10 years to get there.
Thank you very much, Rav.
But these are very big changes. We don't understand how much these are systems that are changing and changing in immense speed. But the systems are the worlds. Until we begin to truly feel, oh, a coin dropped into the heart. And it's like that for each and every discernment. Okay? Who else do we have? Where's Sholei? I say Kiev, let's say. Yes. Well?
I would like to ask about connection. We have stronger tens and weaker tens. The stronger ones have some connection with the world Kli. The weaker ones, sometimes you have 1, 2, 3 people there. Maybe we should... No, the question is unclear. He's asking about maybe these smaller groups should unite among them instead of going out to the world Kli in order to gain strength. But it's not clear exactly what he's asking.
I can't recommend anything except for all the groups needing to care also for each other. One will help his friend, also is associated with between group and every group. To close oneself inside a group, that's not enough. The more the several groups connect together, and that's what we usually attain in our conventions, then the surrounding light is greater. That is the whole... Let's say I'm in a 10, and I come to a congress, and in a congress I'm also in a 10. What's the difference? I am in the surrounding light that is awakened by all the groups, all the 10s that are there together with us in the congress, and also all over the world. And that's the main thing. We think that it's, well, we gathered there 1,000 people, 2,000, 5,000, doesn't matter how many. No, that's not the point. But rather, specifically, because of the surrounding lights. And this also depends on how dispersed we are between each other. Don't think that some group out there in the Far East, or in Russia in the East, or in Argentina somewhere there, or in Brazil like we saw our friends today, this truly operates upon us. That's why we are interested. We saw what results we had from the virtual congress. From where? From the surrounding light. From the surrounding light, all makif, all together. Now we will do this annual congress in Israel, and that's it. We'll just have virtual congresses, except for the North America Congress, which also, I'm not certain if we will do it later. This might be the last one. And after that, we will have just virtual congresses. That's it. Because the surrounding light you can awaken without moving from your place. Only in your thought and your intention and virtual connection.
Almata.
Almata.
Спасибо, Рав. Все, здравствуйте.
Thank you, Rav. Hello, everyone. The question is concerning the big convention, the convention in the desert and the big convention afterwards. What is the right preparation of a person going there? And the connection between the groups and the ten, since not everyone can go to this Congress. So a person who comes out of his ten is like one complete. So what is the connection between the ten and the person who is going there?
It's written that the smallest majority or multiple is two. One is not good. In such a situation, I would rather drag him by all prices. If, let's say, you have there in Almata six people, five can travel, even more than six. Five can travel and one can't travel. Make all the efforts for him to go to. But if two are remaining, that's already less of a problem because they can be there as a group. And you will constantly be in connection with them, and then their lack will be incorporated in you, and what you'll receive illumination here, and they will receive illumination there, and it will connect. So see it like that. And we have... Where is Sholai? I don't see on the screens. Oh, they don't have a question. What do you want? There is, so why don't I see a question mark? Sholai.
It's a question about the Congress. How can we add precision in the preparation for the Congress?
Precision when it comes to preparation to the Congress, it means to be with us every single day. To be with us day after day and all that we're doing, and then you will be ready for the Congress. That's it. We didn't yet start to prepare ourselves in a precise manner to the lessons, to the questions, answers, and all those things. But soon we will. We have some time. We're doing here a few actions at once. It's hard for us to overcome everything, but we will succeed. Okay, and with that, we have UK. Well, England, Great Britain.
Hi, Rav. If we're disseminating and we're doing that on an individual basis, how do I include the connection with the friends in that? And should I include the connection with the friends in my thought of doing dissemination?
You should.
You need to include the friends always in your thoughts. Otherwise, you are operating from yourself. It's not okay. You won't reach in your request and your prayer to the Creator if you don't connect to the others. You have to be as the public messenger, as a shatz, as one who prays from the ten. That's why to ask from myself without preparing myself, as I'm connected with everyone, with my whole ten together, just like in the picture that I drew. If I don't connect from the ten to the center of the ten, from here, truly from here, from within, between us, if I don't connect from here, from the ten, it's not a request nor a spiritual action at all. Rechovot.
Rav, can the group
give me rejection from the center of the group?
The group can give you rejection also from the center of the group, and you need to see it as an assisting force that was given to you by the Creator on purpose through the group, so that you will be rejected from the center of the group outwards, so that your thoughts will be completely outwards, outside here, outside in this world, so that you with force will once again invest yourself between the friends and connect with them together inside of them. Clear? Everyone already had questions except for Yaakov in Francophone. Yaakov in France, do you have a question? No? Okay, everything's clear to him. Very well. So what else is happening with us today? Do we have his?
A Zohar lesson you're invited to?
It's not for sure that it'll be a Zohar lesson. We will decide until the lesson. Nevertheless, it'll be a lesson. What does it matter to us? The most beneficial thing for our advancement spiritually.
You're invited to watch a lesson today at 1 p.m. Israel time on Cab TV, cab.tv, with Engar Viewers on TV, and have a good day. An announcement. Everyone at the Congress, you're all invited. Sunday, January 20th, beginning 6 p.m. for a connection celebration of the Israeli Kli. We'll prepare ourselves to invite the people of Israel to the Kabbalah La'am Convention. We'll rejoice and feel the spirit of the United Israeli Kli. And now, a song, and have a good day and great nights. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why.
Together, together as one.